This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hunter Biden finally under scrutiny. My heart is a flutter. Welcome, y'all. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. If you want to know the stuff that we do that is amazing, let me give you an example. We're going to be sponsoring two kids to go to D.C. full all travel paid, etc., to go hang out with graduates or potential kids to go to school at Hillsdale in D.C. to learn about the America, to learn to love this country. And that's one of the programs that we were able to put together that people are able to help us fund. This is such a cool thing. Oh, my gosh, I love what I do when I get up in the morning and get to do what I do, as opposed to these leftists who are looking to take something from somebody. We've got just some amazing programs. Got to tell you, this is fascinating stuff. Anyway, glad you guys are with me. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. We're starting a thing called Backstage Club. Start to look for it. It's for those who want to help us with recurring cost for the things that we do, like helping these kids get to D.C. as a feeder to Hillsdale. These are kids that would probably never even get to look at a college like this. And they might get a full ride to Hillsdale. And in the meantime, we want to introduce them to conservative values. Imagine if every one of the conservatives in the country did something like this. Now, I know you can't. That's why we do it for you. So I hope you will look into Backstage Pass and or Backstage Club, whatever we're calling it. I know it's Backstage. And give us $10 a month, something to let us know that you like what we're doing. We have some things coming up, I promise you, that are going to blow your mind. So Joe Biden's son, Hunter, again, the most gifted crackhead in the country, maybe in the world. This guy writes, NBC Nightly News ended its 47-day silence on the mounting scandals surrounding Joe Biden's drug-addicted son, Hunter. On Wednesday, when anchor Lester Holt and Washington correspondent Hallie Jackson reminded viewers who may have forgotten about Hunter's legal problems. Now, we discussed this a while back because there was a big high-power attorney who took care of Hunter's $2 million of legal bills, and it supposedly is a loan. Anyway, they go on to say this. Despite NBC's reporting on Biden's criminal son, both ABC's World News Tonight and CBS Evening News continue to ignore the story. Instead, they would rather focus on the U.S. women's soccer team winning a lawsuit over equal pay and local weather reports. By the way, I hope the women's soccer team wins a lawsuit over that. It'll shut down soccer. You want to force people to pay for something they don't want to watch to the degree that they want to watch men. And let me tell you, it's a simple thing. And I'm going to get back to the Hunter Biden thing. It's a simple thing. It's supply and demand. Would you rather see faster, better athletes play and pay more? It's that simple. There's arena football. They may charge $10. You may get charged $50 to go see an NFL game. I don't know what they cost. There's a reason. There's a reason why somebody demands more for their product. There's a reason why Hunter probably got the best cocaine as opposed to what black folks get. I'm not trying to make it white privilege. I'm just saying. Anyway, they go on to talk about Hallie Jackson. They said Jackson opened her report by revealing that Biden's son is under growing scrutiny tonight over his finances, with federal prosecutors in Delaware investigating Hunter Biden and whether he broke federal tax law. Now a representative for Mr. Biden tells NBC News his bill from the IRS, about $2 million, has been paid off. They're just covering this. How long ago did we talk about this? It's been weeks. They say, yet Biden's son paid off the money he owes to the IRS doesn't end his legal problems because, as the NBC News analyst Chuck Rosenberg noted, paying the tax bill, if in fact that's what he did, doesn't undo the crime. And he even compared it to returning money to a bank that you robbed. You still robbed the bank. Now, why am I talking about this? I'm talking about it because the media is finally covering it. How long has it taken? And what else are we going to uncover? So they go on. Despite not having paid over $2 million in taxes that he owed until now, Biden managed to spend more than, this is what they said, more than $200,000 a month on things like luxury hotel rooms, cash withdrawals, dental work, and payments on a Porsche, according to documents on the hard drive that NBC had obtained from his laptop. Now, folks, mainstream media is now looking into Hunter's stuff. Reckless spending. Remember when Jesse Jackson went to prison because he took campaign money out, bought him and his wife Rolexes and yada yada. A Democrat went to prison. A precedent has been set, folks. They went on to say this. It's not as if that reckless spending left Hunter little money to pay his taxes, because NBC News reported Hunter and his company, quote, brought in about $11 million between 2013 and 2018, including some years in which his father was vice president. Hunter made that money as, quote, an attorney, a board member to a Ukrainian gas company accused of bribing a prosecutor, and for a joint venture involving a Chinese businessman now accused of fraud. Folks, this is absolutely enormous. This is huge. Hunter Biden put on Front Street on NBC, was it? They said towards the end of the report, NBC's investigative correspondent Tom Winter believed that the, quote, immediate focus appears to be for Biden and Hunter Biden is whether or not there will be any charges as a result of this federal criminal investigation. So I don't know whether they're just not capable of keeping the lid on this thing, or maybe NBC's finally saying, you know what, we can't hide this any longer. I don't know. But I know this, it's more than we've gotten out of them in a long time. Now, I'm not going around dancing and woo, celebrating. No, it's not that crazy yet. But it is a step in the right direction. Got a lot more to talk about, folks. Coming up, stock market in triage. Where's your money hidden these days?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259. 96-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Speaking of Hunter Biden, which we just got through speaking of him, it turns out that this laptop information, the leak, that Joe Biden got more than 10%. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you get any kind of investigative reporter, if they get a special counsel that isn't Comey-esque, Joe Biden's going down. Now, I don't care one way or the other. Joe Biden's going down anyway because the midterms are going to be carnage for the Democrats. But it doesn't help when you have stories like this. And just ask yourself this. How would the media be handling things if the Biden family drama were the Trump family's drama? Would we be getting this cover-up? Would we be getting this lack of coverage? I talked about Hunter Biden making NBC News with Lester Holt, no less. This is the main news channel for NBC. So that's where they are. But ABC and CBS didn't cover it. When will we get universal coverage? When will the lead story be what it needs to be?
Anybody think if the Trump family were the ones we were talking about, that we would be discussing Roe v. Wade? If Donald Trump Sr. were getting kickbacks from Crackhead Jr., do you think that we would be talking about baby formula? Do you think that we'd be talking about Ukrainians? And I'm not talking about the attachment to them like Burisma. I'm just talking about in general. There would be nothing that would supplant a story where Donald Trump was theorized to get anywhere from 10% to 50% of the money that his crackhead son was generating, and his crackhead son was working with Russia, China, and Ukraine, those who happen to be in war, China, who's got all kinds of other issues as it relates to our trade policies, etc. Let me ask you, do you think that it would be front and center news if Donald Trump was connected to the Chinese and our trade policy went to where we had $110 billion in trade, almost triple what we normally have? What do you think would happen? I suspect we'd be talking about it. I suspect if the GDP dropped 1.4% under Trump, Not percentage drop to that, is lower. In other words, it didn't go from 3.2 to 1.8 or whatever. No, it's a negative 1.4% growth. If the GDP dropped like that under Trump, do you think that we wouldn't be talking about recession or Great Depression or whatever? Do you think that Trump would get to use as an excuse that he inherited a mess from Obama, which he actually did? Man. I just think about everything that's going on in this country, and I think to myself, how do we let them get away with this? You think we'd be talking about a shooting in New York, Buffalo? Do you think we'd be talking about this the way we're talking about it now if Trump were president? I don't even think it would hit the radar. Because right now they would certainly love to tie this to Trump. I'm just giving you some food for thought. If the Trumps had deals with Russia, China, Ukraine, if Junior had left his laptop with DOJ Defense Department codes on it, if Junior had a laptop where part of the evidence they have is him snorting coke and having sex with ladies of the evening, do you think anything could kick the Trumps out of the media cycle? Will we even have a SCOTUS leak? How difficult can it be to find a leaker with SCOTUS, by the way? When are we going to get word on that person? We are talking 9 justices and whatever number of clerks. And oh, by the way, it hadn't gone unnoticed on this black man that the new SCOTUS justice who doesn't know what a woman is, we didn't have these leaks until she came on the bench. Surely, folks, we should be able to find the chain of custody and find out who the FBI director can exonerate that leaked that document. But I digress. Newly revealed emails from Hunter Biden's laptop reveal the big guy or the chairman, purported to be Joe Biden, received up to 50% of some overseas business transactions made by his son, more specifically from the Chinese deals. This was in the New York Post. Another email sent by Biden as part of an August 2nd, 2017 chain involved a deal he struck with the since-vanished chairman of the CEFC, Yi Jingming, for half ownership of a holding company that was expected to provide Biden with more than $10 million a year. You think you're making moves? You think, ooh, I switch jobs, I make another dollar an hour. Ooh, look at me, baby. Hunter Biden, a crackhead, is negotiating deals that were going to pay him and his family $10 million a year. Yi, they say, who had ties to the Chinese military and intelligence service, hasn't been seen since being taken into custody by Chinese authorities in early 2018, and the CEFC went bankrupt earlier this year.
Biden wrote that Yee had sweetened the terms of an earlier three-year consulting contract with CEFC that was to pay him $10 million annually, quote, for introductions alone. That's how much money they thought they could make just by getting to Joe Biden. The chairman, this is a quote, the chairman changed that deal after we met in Miami to a much more lasting and lucrative arrangement to create a holding company, 50% owned by me, 50% owned by him, Biden wrote. These guys were feathering their nest everywhere they went, and Hunter was striking a $10 million a year deal. And, you know, now look, let me tell you what's going to happen. Joe Biden, as it heats up, Hunter's going to have to take the heat here. Those pretty new teeth he got, he's going to have to take the heat. I don't know what's going to happen, but let me tell you, there's going to have to be a fall guy. Too much information is in these laptops. I don't know at all. Did you guys see the report that some ex-Trump staffer, he released, what, 200,000 emails or something like that for everybody to see? Now, if we don't make it a 2,000 mule scenario where we only look at it as conservatives, let me tell you, this is going to blow up. Keep at it, people. Keep talking about it. But let's go back to what we were talking about in the core of this thing. Joe Biden has gotten a minimum of 10% from Hunter for every deal he's done, and probably up to 50%. Let no crisis go to waste. This plays into our hands, not because we're scheming, just because of what it is. I'm so happy that we did two segments on Hunter Biden today. Kudos to the Kevin Jackson team. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. $4 a gallon gas is being seen all across the nation, and the pain is expected to get worse. The latest AAA station survey showing the national average price for regular is up to $4.59 a gallon. The $4.60 a gallon barrier is almost certain to fall this weekend, as prices have set a new record for nearly 2 weeks in a row. GasBuddy.com's Patrick DeHaan says prices could be up to $6 a gallon by August, since we are down a million barrels a day in capacity.
Gasoline and things like diesel, inventories of them have plummeted against a backdrop of Americans that are getting out more and more.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk says claims that he sexually harassed a flight attendant on a private jet are utterly untrue. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden met with the South Korean president on Friday as part of his first trip to Asia as president. The president delivers remarks at a Samsung semiconductor plant, blaming COVID-19 for putting a strain on the global supply chain.
Over the last few years, we've seen just how critical it is. The COVID-19 pandemic, exposed the fragility of just-in-time supply chains.
Russia is taking action against another European country.
Russia will cut off natural gas supplies to a third European country that refuses to accept the Kremlin's demands for payment in rubles. Russian gas will stop flowing to Finland at 7 a.m. local time on Saturday. That statement was made by Gazprom, that's the Finnish state gas company. Poland and Bulgaria were already cut off in late April for the same reason. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I was thinking about this. Just in sort of life, death, putting things in perspective, often reflect on the loss of the various people that made such a huge difference in my life. My grandmother, who raised me, my mother who died right before I turned five, and my grandfather, my great-grandfather, just these impactful folks. And it got me to thinking that I've led a fun life, but I really wouldn't tell you that it was extraordinary. And of course, it depends on how you measure, because I've done some really cool things in my life. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So when I think about how do you compare, it reminds me of a story of my oldest son who was trying to get into some program in Harvard, and he was upset that they chose a girl here were the candidates. A girl who had survived stage 4 cancer, a girl who had escaped the Congo and was a sex slave, and another girl was a blind, it was like these tragic stories. And my son says to me at the time, well, you know, it's tough being a biracial kid in America. And I just looked at him like, surely you're joking, right? I know I've raised you better than this. Now, it took him a year, so we talked about it again. And he came back and said, yeah, I lost my mind. That's okay. He'd done it before and had done it many times prior and since. You know what I mean. So long story short, you know, it depends on perspective. So I can tell you this. I don't have a story where I flipped over. So I wasn't a sex slave who escaped to tell my story. And I wasn't an abused child who overcame unthinkable traumas like the charity that we used to run for a decade that helped these kids out of foster care who just had the most horrific stories. Holy cow. I wonder, you know, what I would be if I had any one of those stories that had happened in my life. I don't have some redemption story like being a brain dead moron, a.k.a. a Democrat, and then decided to leave that despicable group. Sheriff Clark was one of those people that left the Democratic Party and became somewhat of a conservative star for a bit. Candace Owens left and got red-pilled. I'm not that guy. At 8 years old, I knew I wasn't a Democrat because I could look at them and go, those people are clowns. I mentioned earlier my mother died when I was about to turn 5. My father was in prison most of my life. He was at that time. But that's really about it. After that, things get pretty normal for me in many respects. Raised by my grandparents, they were a couple for my entire life until they died. They died married. And I will hasten to add that, and I say this in my book, on the day my mother died, I lost my mother and my grandmother because my grandmother took us in, me and my brother. And so we never had the, quote, grandmother experience. Not in any reasonable way. So what about the good stuff, Kev? Come on, man. Surely you can tell us about all the private jets and planes and things like that. No, I'm not filthy rich. And I'm not even rich. And I didn't invent some life-saving drug or some other cool invention like the super soaker and make a lot of money. I live vicariously through a lot of friends, and I think we all do to some degree. So yeah, I get, Foster will take me fishing or bird hunting, and, I visit my friends' different properties that are spectacular and things like that. And, one of my buddies lives in a penthouse, and I go and look at his view periodically and wonder what it would be like to be mine. But to be honest with you, I don't want the bill. I'd much rather enjoy being a guest. I don't know if I deserve any awards. I mean, I've been doing radio for over a decade. I don't think anybody's going, hey, Kev, we're going to make you broadcast Hall of Fame. I don't do this show with the idea that I'm going to get put into the Radio Hall of Fame. Many people told me, Kevin, you remind me of Ken Hamblin, the Black Avenger, or something like that. I think that's what he was on radio. And I tweeted, we've talked to each other on Facebook. I've never spoken voice to voice. But I'm sure I do remind them of that stylistically because Ken was way ahead of his time. And he was speaking about the same things I'm speaking about. And I don't see him in the Radio Hall of Fame. And every now and then somebody will bring him up, which is a tribute enough for me. I've done TV. I was an amazing contributor at Fox. And I don't know whether that'll ever be technically recognized, but many people still, after 2+ years of being off the channel, so to speak, they still come up to me and go, dude, I used to love when you were on Fox, man. Oh, Kev. I've written 3 books. They're Amazon bestsellers. Probably not going to be New York Times. And if I do write another book, which I'm contemplating that, I don't know what's going to happen with it. I don't write them for the rewards or the awards or the anything. I just write them because it's like, okay, this is on my mind. And maybe somebody will be interested in hearing what I have to say on this particular subject. I did win multiple sales contests. And I will tell you this, as God is my witness, I deserve those wins. I positively impacted the lives of others. And I've told this story before, that I went to visit one of my factories when I was up for an award and I had won it. And Tom Garland took me through the Teledyne Relays factory. And he told me, Kevin, this is the lady who makes this product and you keep her job for her. This is the woman that makes this product. And I met these 2 Vietnamese women and I was proud that I was the person who kept their jobs because I sold enough products to keep that line going. Now, they would have probably moved them to something else, but the products in that factory were because of me and my sales ability. I made the connection finally. Up to that point, I just cared about winning. That was all. It was like, let me beat the high G sales guy. That was the guy that was my competitor in relays. I was never recommended for 30 under 30 or 40 under 40. I don't even know if they do 50 under 50. By that age, you're pretty much considered old news. These are awards given supposedly to the most accomplished people in those age groups. The top 50 under 50, 40 under 40, 30 under 30, 20 under 20, 10 under 10, 5 under 5. How early do they go in that award? I've never looked. Maybe I could put my sons in those things. Now, every time I think about those types of awards, I ask myself, Have you really checked with everybody? It's like, you know, having the best hamburger, the best coffee in the world, the best burger in the world, you know, or the best ribs. Kevin, the best ribs are in Kansas City. No, they're not. St. Louis. And other people argue, no, Memphis or Texas ribs. Hey, isn't it a matter of personal taste? I'm just curious, but So, I do know a guy who was a 40 in the 40 under 40 one year. Yeah. Navy SEAL, went on to become the governor of Missouri. And then he went on to become the disgraced governor of Missouri. And I remember when I was at his office and he was telling me that he was in 40 under 40. And I remember thinking to myself, you know, how do you get that? He says to me, somebody submits you and then they go through a process and, you know, they tell you. And I remember thinking, you submitted your, thinking in my brain, you submitted, you got somebody to submit you. You didn't, you know, that's what I remember thinking. I know how leftists give themselves awards, meaningless awards in the scheme of things, given that they've already benefited financially, the Oscars and the Emmys and the Tonys, and it becomes really more of a popularity contest more than anything else, right? But they want to be remembered. And that's what it struck me as wanting to be remembered. For most of us, it's just within our family or our communities. But many people feel the urge to make a bigger impact, even when it's undeserved. Like the Grammys and the Emmys and the Tonys and all the other awards that leftists give themselves. And that was kind of what got me thinking about all of this. Is there some sort of a thing that drives us all to be remembered? And I think there is. And I don't think it's egotistical. I think that you want to, if you're smart, you want to make an impact on your kids. You want to be remembered through your kids, maybe your kids and your grandkids. And if you're fortunate enough, your kids, your grandkids, and your great-grandkids. Maybe you want to just be remembered, you know, I mean, as you spread that, as you radiate out, it's in your local community. They name a street after you, or they name a burger after you at your restaurant, or something like that. Maybe that's what you want. But I think there is a drive for that. I think, though, it can get so big and so all-encompassing that you lose yourself in it. I'm running out of time, but I do want to come back and talk a little bit more about this. If you really want to be remembered.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm not mad at people who want to be remembered, who want to make a mark, even if they set out to make a mark. I'm not. I think it's phenomenal that there are people out there who are driven to that level. I think it's like the guy that wants to be, when I was a kid, that wanted to be a millionaire. By the way, I was one of those kids. I wanted to be a millionaire. I didn't even know why. I was poor and I wanted money. But for, you know, nothing more than just to be the kid that could get what he wanted and all that. And I think there was a part of it that was about what it brought, you know, the type of notoriety in a good way that it brought, how people treated you. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Your experience is going to be very different, but I want you to, the reason for this particular segment, if you will, of the broadcast is to have you ask yourself the case to be recognized, the case to be remembered, and what is it? What drives that? I think we all have it within us that we want something. And I think that, you know, somebody that says, I'm going to go to Hollywood, I'm going to be a star. I'm going to go on Broadway, I'm going to be a star. I will never, ever, you know, decry anybody that wants that. Now, the thing is what are you willing to do to get it, and what happens when you get it? Are you an egomaniac? And what do you want it for? Like when I was a kid, I told you I wanted to be a millionaire. What do you want it for? There was no purpose to it for me. And I'm going to be honest with you, there was no purpose. Was it going to make me happier? I don't think so. I got there. I certainly became a millionaire. And it wasn't any different. I was still watching my money. Then I watched it go away. Which got to tell you, whoo, that's a tough one. So, I don't know. How many times have you been with a family and they revere their grandfather or their grandmother? I mean, just treat them with the ultimate respect. Not about money. Just, you know, grandpa, and you hear them talk about him, you know, and things like that. And the family sees them as gods. They couldn't wait to go to grandma and grandpa's. And grandpa and grandma imparted all kinds of wisdom. That's how I feel about my great-grandfather, Papa. Very wise guy. Didn't have a time. My great-grandfather, he had a hole in his floor. One time I remember talking to my older brother, and I was like, we were talking about Papa's houses, and he was like, well, which one? And I said, the one that had the hole in the floor. And my brother goes, it was that the good house? I went, that was the good house? He goes, yeah, because the bad house had no floor. You slept in the dirt. Get out. Yeah. But anyway, revered. And my family, he's a god. We talk about him. We don't get together unless we talk about Papa. I love that. These people want nothing more. My great-grandfather wouldn't take... You couldn't give him a Learjet and five houses over the appreciation of his family and friends. And it made me think about how all politics is local. Those of us who revere our elders, why do we do it? Because they deserve it. We've seen it. We've witnessed it with our own eyes. We've watched them. We see their true character. They are people of principle. And even if they've made mistakes, we still forgive them. We understand. Now, as I said earlier, I think we all crave some part of this. When we battle with our kids, we think there may be nobody to carry on our stories and our legacies of sorts. I remember when my grandmother died, the person who knew me the most, she knew more about me than I knew about myself. And I'm not joking about that, because those formative years, I don't remember. You know what I'm saying? And I wish I'd spent more time asking her about me as a youth. I certainly have ideas about who I was. I remember certain things about my youth that, you know, make me go, oh, yeah, I've been this way for a long time. I'll share with you one story. I was with my older brother, and we had gone somewhere and came back. And when I say older brother, he's actually my cousin. He's 9 years older than I was, and he was driving, and we all went somewhere. And we came back, and across the street lived these two guys. They were super tall, like 6'8 and 6'6 brothers. And Larry brings us back, and he sees them, and he goes over because they knew each other. He's like, hey, what's up, y'all? You know, he did the old handshake. And I remember these guys because they were super tall, and this was in the time of afros and platform shoes. So these 6'8 guys were like 7'1". You know, he was super tall. And he goes up and he like say, what's up, Larry? And they do the thing. And then he looks at my other brother, who's a year older than I am, and me. And he like kind of pushes my older brother that's a year older. He's like, what's up, little fella, like that. And he pushes him. And then he looks at me like he's going to do the same. He goes, whoa, like that. Like, I better not touch this little one right here, because I must have been giving him a look like, don't touch me. You can touch him, but don't touch me. And Larry goes, yeah, he's different or something. He makes a comment like, yeah, you made the right move. Not that I could beat this guy up or anything, but he could see the difference. And I tell that story because I know what's inside of me. I know that I came by this the way I am, honestly. It isn't like I've been doing it since I was a kid. But my grandmother knew me. Yeah. And I remember she told Melissa when she met me, she said that I was a sensitive. She said, "Oh, Kevin, he's a sensitive soul." I remember her telling me that. And I was like, "A sensitive soul? Is she trying to tell you I wear a pink tutu, you know?" And Melissa's like, "Your grandmother always says you're a sensitive soul." And, yeah, it took a long time before I realized she was right. Yeah, she is right. I'm the guy that, you know, can't watch Brian's song without crying or whatever. And I used to, it used to bug me because I'd leave the room, you know, in a movie. Because I was like, I got to be the dude, you know, I got to be all tough. But what my grandmother also knew was I had true conviction. I've told this story a few times on the radio, but one time I worked all summer and I saved up my money and bought a bunch of fishing gear and I hadn't used it. And I went to school, came back from school. My grandfather had my fishing gear in his truck and I was livid. My brother and I pulled around in our little car. We had a Volkswagen Beetle that we had owned since I was 10 and he was 11. And that Beetle barely got into the parking lot into the front of the house where we parked it. And I jumped out of that car and I started grabbing my gear out of my grandfather's truck. And he comes off the porch mad at me. "Well, you can go take your gear." And he's fussing at me. And I said, the operative word is, "It's my gear." And I was like, "Yeah, I'm taking my gear." And I go, "You shouldn't be using my gear. You didn't ask me for permission." And we were going back and forth like two grown men. Yep. 10 years old, arguing with my grandfather like an adult. And years later, my brother's wife said to me, "Your older brother had so much respect for you because he couldn't believe you dared defy the people that were raising us." And I said, I was willing to take my butt whoopings and I got plenty. And my grandmother, man, she would get arrested for the way she used to whoop us. But let me tell you something. On principle, not only will I take a butt whooping, you can't get a tear out of me. You could whoop me. You could whip me and put Zorro Z on my back. And I won't even flinch once I have conviction. My grandmother knew I had that type of conviction. But that was another story I was thinking about. Because, you know, my kids, they would be like, "Oh, Dad, you tell all these stories." And so I go, "Man, we didn't document stuff like they do today." My grandparents had 8mm film, and I could probably find it somewhere of me running track or whatever. Because I tell them, "Yeah, I was fast. I could really jump high. You know, I used to dunk the basketball." There's no film. And I certainly can't do it today unless I put on them hyper Nikes or whatever they got. But he came to my wedding, and he said, I was so happy that he came because I was like, "You can tell the story of my double jump." And I told him, "Hey, Gary, you remember when I was in that karate, when I was teaching you karate?" And he goes, "Oh, my God." And he starts telling the story. And it got me thinking about how you're so happy when all these people that know your memories, the good memories, that they can tell that stuff. And he told the story of me jumping and then while I was in air, jumping again. It's an interesting story. I'll tell it sometime. And then there's a friend of mine. We called him Slappy. I made a football catch that was impossible. And he goes, "I've never seen anybody accelerate that fast." Or the Turkey Bowl game where we went to the field outside of our house because our neighborhood was having a Turkey Bowl game. And I was like 40 years old playing with these 20-somethings and just stitched them up. And they were like, "Who is this guy?" And I was the old guy out there playing. Or the flag football game that I didn't realize was for the championship. And I had to cover a D1 receiver and he caught nothing because I still had it. I like those fond memories. I bet you have a lot of your own.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.